This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2059. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded November 5th, Alaska, Algeria, Albania, Antarctica, Canada, China, Colombia, Cuba, Ecuador, Europe, Germany, Iran, Korea, Kyrgyzstan, Mexico, Mongolia, Netherlands, Norway, Palau, Papua New Guinea, Peru, Russia, Taiwan, Thailand, Turkey, USA, Vanuatu, Venezuela, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer concerning World of Radio scheduling. Now that we Northern Hemispherians are all done with daylight shifting for a while, be sure to look for World of Radio at the correct universal times. Our first broadcast on WRMI is normally UT Friday at 01:30. This was impossible last week due to some technical problems for number 2058, so 2057 had to replay on 5850 and 5010. Now in Central Time, that's 7:30 p.m. on Thursdays. If that one is missed for one reason or another, the next chance is UT Saturday at 01:30 on 7780. That is Friday evening at 7:30 Central. Further into Saturdays, the latest WRMI schedule shows two of our broadcasts have been replaced by something else. Saturday at 12:30 on 9955 and at 2300 on 7780. But still at 13 UT Saturdays on 15770. But there's still several opportunities on our Sunday evenings, early UT Mondays, on WRMI as well as WBCQ. Another new time I see on the WRMI schedule is Wednesday at 10:30 UT on 5850, yet to be confirmed by monitoring. Updated schedule for these and many other DX, SWL, and media programs are now at our website, worldofradio.com. Also an updated version of Alan Rowe's hit list of shortwave station websites via worldofradio.com. It's not unusual for one of the two shortwave transmitters at KNLS in Alaska to be out of order and off the air, such is the case as of November 2nd, says Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria, despite the new seasonal schedules. Number one transmitter not heard for any of their languages, Russian, English, or Chinese, between 08 and 16 UT. The number two transmitter still on. It's all in Chinese except for 1 hour left in English at 12 UT on 9665. Albania, Dr. Hans-Jörg Wiener says that RTSH there has a new website online as of November 3rd, according to an announcement on their website. It's www.rtsh.al. It integrates their entire broadcasting system, domestic and including Radio Tirana, foreign broadcasts in 7 languages, totaling 11 radio channels and 15 live streaming TV channels. Algeria, via BCDX, Uwe Folk, Germany, reports in the ADX news group, October 25th, that Radio Nacional Republica Arabe Sahrawi, transmitting from Algeria for Western Sahara, is back on the air. It had been missing for a couple of months, but heard at 2230 UT, and they'll sign off at 23, October 25th, 17 hertz above 1550 kilohertz in Arabic. It is located at Tandouf, Algeria. Or rather, that's where they have a P.O. box, but Wolfgang Bischel says the transmitter is actually at Rabouni, Algeria. There are at least 9 refugee camps on Western Sahara soil and 6 camps around Tandouf, Algeria. LRA 36 Antarctica supposedly made its final broadcast of the year on Wednesday, October 28th. But then they decided to play it back one more time for a final broadcast, Saturday, October 31st, notifying Manuel Mendez, and I also heard it too via remotes in Brazil. But now we may surely say hasta luego, hasta el otoño sur, when they may be back in February or March. And of course the frequency we do not need to monitor again until then, 15475.98, reduced carrier USB. Very little activity anymore on the 2 MHz band, but thanks to the Canadian Coast Guard, we still have marine weather broadcasts, some from the area of Newfoundland and others from around Nova Scotia. I was hearing these again November 3rd after 0740 UT on 2749 USB, Weak Marine Weather in English by a robotic whale. At that hour, it's listed as VCO in Sydney, Nova Scotia, the first broadcast of the early morning. And on 2598 USD, similar sounding marine weather, but must be different, from VCP4 in Placentia, Newfoundland, according to listings at dxinfocenter.com. On 4940, the anonymous mystery missionary station is still going in Spanish, seemingly originating in Colombia, but with time checks matching Venezuela. If not direct, we hear it well via the remote receiver in Bonaire, such as November 3rd after 0330. Despite having found the time delay of arrival direction finding useless before, I decided to try it again, using three Kiwi sites in Brazil, Trinidad, and the Dominican Republic. These concluded that the most likely location for 4940 was 3.2 degrees north, 69.8 degrees west, that is, in east-central Colombia, or a place called Barrara Minas, Guainia. This is not too far from Puerto Ayacucho, Venezuela, just across the border, one of the previous outcomes, so together they become somewhat more credible as a general area. Then I ran it again using different Kiwi SDRs and got a spurious result somewhere off the coast of Mexico. The 7-hour block of 1-hour English broadcast to North America repeated over and over from Radio Vanacue has shifted 1 real hour later between 01 and 08 UT. The first 3 hours only on 6,006145, including DXers Unlimited. On UT Monday, November 2nd, I found it was only 5 minutes long, starting among other times at 02:13 because Arnie had a sore throat, and someone else had to read a script, so get well, Arnie. Perhaps when he's back it'll be a bit longer. The final repeat at 07 UT could or should be on 6145, 6100, and 6,000 kilohertz, but on November 3rd, it was on 5910 instead of 6100. That was surely a mistake, running the frequency used earlier in the evening for relays of China. Something's always wrong at RHC. Speaking of those relays, there have not been many changes since the A season, but they have made the B season change for the 01 to 03 China relays down to 6180, despite Brazil already being on that frequency, causing a big collision. Been quite some time since the 13700 transmitter in our mornings had managed to emit spur blobs, given away by their F-sharp tones, but there they were again November 5th at 1433, 13638 and 13763 approximately, and much weaker multiples further out. In BCDX, Thomas Schweder in Germany reports about hearing from HCJB in Quito, Ecuador, which, strangely enough, with low power, still broadcasts in German, hoping to be heard in Europe on 6050. The times of their DX program in German are at 04 and 05 UT Saturdays. But they say, unfortunately, the Ecuadorian state is no longer handling postal mail since 3 months ago. No investor has been found who wanted to take over the ailing institution. Therefore, we can only use email response or post QSL scans from Germany. They say a QSL response directly from Ecuador would cost $90. I suppose meaning using some other shipping service such as DHL. Manuel Mendez in Spain forwards news from Europirate FRS Holland, which means free radio service. And I think it's not necessarily transmitting from Holland, so I'm filing it under Europe. Tales at frsholland.nl, but it's about celebrating 40 years on shortwave since 1980, a broadcast schedule for Sunday, November 8th, with attractive programming. Strictly in universal time, the schedule is 08:52 until 14:30, and the frequency usage from 08:52 to 14:05 on 7700, and 5790. Also on 6160. Then repeated at 1405 to 1923. I guess it's a repeat. Also on 7700 and 5790, but not 6160. And rather, another repeat or overlapping the other ones on 3920 from 1552 until 2105. Although it's not clear whether that actually runs until 2130. Within these blocks, five different DJs do their one-hour programs, more or less. Also filed under Europe in General, DAB, Digital Audio Broadcasting, is unknown in North America, but it's a big and growing thing in other places such as Europe. In fact, there was a World DAB General Assembly recently, and Mike Terry forwards this summary of the situation. In the Czech Republic, coverage now reaches 95% of the population. Czech radio is announced phasing out of long and medium wave transmissions starting next year. France has confirmed its plans to launch national DAB Plus in 2021, 100 years after its first ever radio emissions. Regional launches across the country will continue alongside the national rollout, starting with Bordeaux and Toulouse. In Italy, all receivers sold from January 2020 are required to include digital capabilities. DAB Plus consumer sales almost tripled in the first half of this year. Switzerland has confirmed its plans to switch off analog services, starting with public broadcaster SRG SSR, in the summer of 22, followed by private stations by January of 23. There will be a marketing campaign featuring DABSI, that is DAB's national mascot. In the UK, DAB stations have continued to launch throughout the lockdown. Digital listening now accounts for 60% of all listening, 70% of which is on DAB. I believe that DAB is only on VHF, using frequencies formerly occupied by analog television. Now concerning transmissions from Germany, via Hardcore DX, Martin Schuch has info from Radio for Peace International, the current one, no relation to the old RFPI. On November 11th, we will be live from 10:30 to 12 UT and from 13 to 15 on 9670 via Channel 292 for Europe. There will be a special EQSL. And that's only one of many tests, it seems, and that is because from the Channel 292 newsletter via Harold Kuhl in the British TX Club, we're trying to start using our new beam on 9670 to increase radiated power to the target area by more than 10 times. Test transmissions started November 4th. We're grateful for every reception report. We change the target area every 15 minutes, so try to monitor for 2 hours when all the target areas would be covered. Reiner Ebeling of Channel 292 also says the beam, mast, rotor, and the whole technology are expensive and invite support via PayPal. More at their website, www.channel292.de. Furthermore, Uncle Bill tells Melting Pot listeners in Russia, Channel 292 is testing a directional beam, so Saturday, November 7th, at 08:09 UT, we've requested that 9670 aim toward zones 4 and 5 and reports very much wanted. Last week we had the schedule for the clandestine radio Iran International, but they've already changed it according to Ivo Ivanov. They're on the air 24 hours on two different frequencies, but the changeover times now starting at 0430 on 11550 and changing to 6270 at 1200 UT. He says both of these are 100 kilowatts via Yerevan, Armenia. However, Wolfgang Büschel once again contradicts this using the TDOA direction-finding technique. He says the location for these, or at least 11550, is centered on Tashkent, Uzbekistan. Via international vacuum, internet, AM, FM, and shortwave, World of Radio 2059. A non-commercial service, as is our website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Christopher Campbell, who sent a contribution via PayPal to woradio@yahoo.com. And he adds, I want you to know how much I appreciate all your efforts and years of information. I also love tips for rational living. By the way, I call it that in perpetual response to an off-topic subject on DX Party Line from the old HCJB, which they call Tips for Real Living. Contributions via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, as they will convert. Or one may contribute by money order or check in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID, OK, 73702. This week's jump around frequencies from the clandestines from South to North Korea is observed Monday, November 2nd by Ron Howard upon Asilomar State Beach, California. Echo of Hope, abbreviated VOH, at 11UT was on 3980, 4885, 5990, 6250, 6348, and 9100. And at 1135, the other one, Voice of the People, best on 3480, also 3910, 3930, 4450, 6520, and 6600. That one did not change from the week before. Voice of Freedom still on 5920 at 1140, with good reception, no jamming, which was still from North Korea on 6045. WBCQ may be suspended from 5130, but there is another broadcaster there, reported by Roman Pankov, Bulgaria, and Australian DX News. It's Sedaya Zindagi, or Voice of Life from Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan. It's in Dari to Afghanistan with Christian programming. His following logs were on October 12th, signing on at 1355, October 7th at 1452, and October 1st, signing off at 1752. November 2nd at 0629 UT, as I tuned across 560 kHz, I heard an ID from what must have been my nearest Mexican station, XEGIK in Monclova, Coahuila. Its nickname is La Acerera, which I assume refers to the steel industry which exists in that town. Using a remote receiver on the Pacific Rim, Stephen Luce in Texas says, I am not hearing long wave from Mongolia. No signal on 164, and beacons on 209 and 227, I guess, blocking what might be Mongolian. So are their long wave transmitters still on the air? Mauno Ritola in Finland replies, yes, I checked them before 1500 sign-off. One of the 209 kHz transmitters had different programming, not parallel to MNB 1 or 3, probably regional programming. There were three carriers inside 10 Hz on 209 kHz. Shortwave from Mongolia is another thing. 4830 and 4895 continue off. 7260 is there, but closing earlier, around 1400. Sounds like it's using much less power than before. Hardly noticeable from the Xinjiang big signal, slightly below nominal. Ivo Ivanov reports a new frequency for the Brazilian music station Radio Onda via Marathon in the Netherlands, according to HFCC, 24 hours available on 6140, move from 6170 to avoid North Korea. However, there is a collision for at least 1 hour on 6140 at 20UT with Algeria via France. However, Dave Kenny replies that Radio Onda was still on 5940 as of 1 November, a fairly good signal in the UK at 1215 with music and ID in English. Alan Rowe sees on the FB page of the mighty KBC that in addition to their usual broadcasts via Germany, they're testing from Yerevan, Armenia and Tashkent, Uzbekistan on Saturday, November 14th. Both on 6080 with almost the same beam angle, 303 degrees plus or minus with 100 kilowatts. At 20 to 21, it's via Yerevan, and from 21 to 22, they switch to Tashkent. And of course, they're looking for reports. Via the Arctic Radio Club, news from Norway about Radio Northern Star. 1314 kilohertz, classic pop and rock, runs from 1559 to 2307 UT, 700 watts. From a Hercules 1 kilowatt transmitter and Comrade antenna. The transmission time was also added at 0425 to 0850. The main medium wave frequency is 1611 kHz with 2 kilowatts. Its schedule is 1359 to 2307 UT, actually powered down to 400 watts. The shortwave frequency, 5895 of Radio Northern Star, transmission time is 1459 until 2310 UT with 50 watts. And it is also carrying their country station, the letter C, from 0429 to 1358. They say we're moving towards purchasing a new shortwave transmitter. The current Yaesu FT950 will be moved upwards in the shortwave bands. T8WH Palau is on the air since November 1st under its new ownership of Hope Radio. But the transmissions have been very sporadic, it seems, and limited, and with contradictory information. All we can point out are the frequencies they may be using, 9930, 9965, and 15680. Ivo Ivanov, who's been trying to monitor these, says their own schedule appears to be incorrect. Seems the hours most likely to be active are between 07:45 and 09:45. About Papua New Guinea, Ron Howard says NBC Bougainville remains silent from 3325, but he was still hearing NBC Madang on 3260, both November 1st and 2nd until sign-off at 12:04. Australian DX News, John O'Ride in NSW was hearing something on 7325, October 27th at 0603 to around 0625. Sounded like pidgin English, but no ID. A fluttery signal into the noise. It may have been a test from One Talk Radio Lite, PNG. Since Cuba's Radio Progreso is not signing on 4765 until 0130, an hour later than in the summer, that gives us more time to hear Radio Huanta 2000 Peru on 4764. I did have a carrier there at 0106 November 4th, but it was off by 0114. Lucio Otavio Bobrovich in Brazil, who discovered it there, says yes, they do sign off around 0100. Australian DX News picked up an interesting story from a Norwegian publication. Russia exercises long-range radio-electronic warfare on Kola Peninsula, dated November 4th. It's based at Murmansk and is believed to be capable of jamming radio signals, including shortwave. You might want to look up the whole story. It's available in English at thebarentsobserver.com, B-A-R-E-N-T-S. In ODXA, Edward Kusilik in Alberta has news from Radio Taiwan International about their QSL policy reply he got from their German service. Due to the corona epidemic, Taiwan's post is currently only accepting shipments to a few specific countries, not including Canada. Your QSL is prepared to post when possible. Delivery to the USA, Great Britain, Germany, and France, and the Netherlands is possible. If you have a forwarding address in these countries, we could send it there. Richard Langley in New Brunswick has continued monitoring Radio Thailand World Service and says as of October 27th at 19 UT on 7475, they were finally mentioning the unrest and demonstrations there, but always defending the actions of the Royal Thai Police, naturally, as it's from the Public Relations Department of the RTG. Also, PSAs about supporting the king, the heart of the kingdom, and admonishing against telling white lies. November 3rd at 14:13, I had a weak signal on 12:032, but nothing on 12:035. Could it be the voice of Turkey? Yes. I then heard an ID in English. The next day they were back on proper 12:035 after apparently a keypad punch-up error. On November 4th, Radio Marti was running late, still on the air past 07 UT on 7435, 7355, and 6030. What else? Discussing the Yankee election. Normally they close at 0600. I'm also hearing again the DRM frequency of Radio Marti earlier in the evening, 7345. Texas Radio Shortwave's Cap'n Rick tells me they're running some test broadcasts, UT Saturday, November 7th at 03 on 5800 WRMI, and 24 hours later, UT Sunday, November 8th at 03, 9670 from Channel 292 in Germany, using their new beam antenna toward North America. They're also repeating last week's test program on Channel 292's 3955, November 8th at 17 and 18 UT. Reports wanted to texasradiosw at gmail.com. Something strange going on, 7490. There's a wacko conspiracy talk show between 04 and 06 UT, which November 4th I heard signing off at 06 as LaCie Broadcasting WHRI. However, the WBCQ program schedule shows it is that station between 04 and 06 UT Tuesday through Saturday. WBCQ is supposedly in the process of acquiring WHRI, but are they already responsible for some of the programming on that transmitter? New Zealand DX Times, a special medium-wave DX test from the rare state of Montana, needed, I suppose, by NZers and even Americans. It's KSEN 1150 in Shelby, Montana. The Courtesy Program Committee has announced this test is early UT Sunday, November 8th, from 07 until 08. That's midnight to 1 Mountain Time, with a daytime power of 10 kilowatts, but not clear what antenna pattern. Mike Cooper sends a lengthy story from the Washington Post November 2nd, old WMAL towers are signing off in Bethesda. That's the 630 station, which has already moved to a different transmitter site. Now the towers at Bethesda have to come down, I guess, because the land is too valuable. The towers at 7115 Green Tree Road between the Beltway and the western leg of the I-270 spur sit on valuable land. The site sold for $74.1 megadollars in Washington's close-in suburbs. In IRCA, Scott Feibusch publishes a commentary about the FCC's now allowing AM stations, at will, to broadcast in an all-digital mode. You won't be seeing KFI, WFLA, or WBAP, or other big guns to do this. What about AMs that have already effectively failed? There are several factors that explain why the technology is of interest to a very small slice of AM operators. 1. You have to have nothing to lose. 2. You have to have an FM translator. 3. You have to believe that there are enough radios out there that can hear the all-digital signal. Note, absolutely nobody who's serious about this believes that listeners will go out and buy new radios. What you're after is to achieve a slight increase in your audience percentage. 4. You have to be willing and able to do experimenting for the greater good of the industry. 5. You have to be patient and to have the financial ability to be patient. Conclusion, for maybe 98% of AM stations now, all digital does not make business sense. For maybe 2% that meet those criteria, it does make sense. HF UHF Digest forwards news from Wisconsin Public Radio that they are turning off HD radio on some but not all of their FM stations around the state. It's getting to be too extensive to maintain for a small audience. Ron Howard in California was concerned he was no longer hearing Radio Vanuatu's third harmonic, 11835, November 2nd, 3rd, or 4th, between 0310 and 0515 UT, not a trace. He asked other DXers about this, closer to them in the Pacific, but they confirmed it was still on the air, although he had not heard it since October 30th. In Australian DX News, the other two harmonics are also reported almost a month ago, however, Radio Vanuatu on 7890, October 11th at 0920, says Alan Doyle in New South Wales, and 15780, the fourth harmonic, very good signal, with deep fading, heard October 10th at 0232, says John Adams in far north Queensland. Venezuela's only shortwave station, the new ROCV, I'm still detecting only as a just barely audible carrier, even via the remote in Bonaire, while it used to put in quite a good signal, such as November 2nd at 0240, about 6905.93, reduced carrier USB, and November 3rd at 0333 on 6905.96. Our correspondent Leonardo Santiago in Mérida, Venezuela, was hearing them October 29th from 2130 to 2215 with tropical music, IDs, and contact information. Email is rocv6906@gmail.com. Also, they announced phone numbers. The propagation outlook from SWPC Boulder issued November 2nd. Geomagnetic field expected to reach unsettled to active levels on November 17th and 19th to 25th. ANKNC is peaking at 15 and 4 on November 20th. Solar flux rising from 72 November 8th to a peak of 76 between November 15th and 21st. However, on November 3rd, flux actually reached 83. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 2059, inviting you to hear me again next week with a standard disclaimer.